Simon & Schuster Audio presents Boris Johnson, The Rise and Fall of a Troublemaker at Number 10. Written and read by Andrew Jimson. Death of a Prime Minister. On the morning of Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2020, I was commissioned by the Daily Mail to write Boris Johnson's obituary. At 7 p.m. on Monday evening, the Prime Minister had been admitted to the intensive care unit at St. Thomas's Hospital, and nobody knew whether he would pull through. Death laid its icy hand on him, and opinion polls show he received greater public approval and sympathy than at any time before or since. For a few days, Johnson was no more the hated Brexiteer, unscrupulous populist, and brazen liar, but a fellow human being, equal with any other victim of the pandemic, mortal like the rest of us. Your ear may almost have ignored the last phrase, but you, dear listener, will die soon enough, as will the author of this book. So says the poet, and I have tried, while writing about Johnson, as insatiable a glory seeker as our times can show, to bear in mind that he is also a man. But an extraordinarily difficult man to write about. When I asked my children, then aged 25, 21, and 19, if I could dedicate this book to them, provided I put in a line about their having slight reservations about Johnson, one of them replied, "Only if you say we think he's a vile, disgusting human being." Boris Johnson inspires in many people a profound and implacable aversion, in many others the warmest affection and support. I do not aspire to change anyone's mind about him. That would be a vain endeavour. But I do hope, perhaps just as presumptuously, to write a book which partisans on both sides will reckon is fair and can listen to with amusement. A great, maybe insoluble problem at once arises. As soon as I start to explain why Johnson has not, at certain times in his career, been a total failure, I open myself to the charge of seeking to ignore or extenuate his faults. But any sympathy that I extend to him, and I do not think he can be understood without a degree of sympathy, is liable to be dismissed by his admirers as pitifully inadequate. There was no time to worry about all that while writing his obituary for the Daily Mail, which at a time of national shock and mourning would expect, I assumed, an account which at least ended on a relatively favourable note. This, roughly speaking, is what I sent them. Boris Johnson loved the Chumbawamba song, "I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?